Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Today is a funny conversation, in my opinion. I had this realization. So when we bought our house in Colorado, one of the big selling points for me was our huge master bath. It was ginormous. Like, we could fit probably all four of us in that tub if we really wanted to. I mean, it was so big and luxurious, and you could see the mountains from it, which was like another huge selling point for me. And I'm a big bath taker. Like, I take a lot of baths. I guess I didn't really realize this, and I'll kind of explain that here in a little bit. But anytime, like, I'm cold. I'm like a cold temperature person. I'm just like always cold. It drives my husband crazy because I always want to turn up the heat. And he's like, oh my gosh, it's so hot in here. And I'm like, no, I'm cold. So I'll stand in front of the fireplace or I'll put an extra layer on. And he just kind of, and the boys too, look at me like I'm a wackadoodle because I have all these layers on and they're like sweating in a t-shirt. And it's just who I am. I'm just cold, right? So like when I would have like parent-teacher conferences or we'd get home from skiing or if I go for a run and it's raining or snowing or whatever, I love to come in and like just take a bath. It is so relaxing to me. And then we moved into an apartment. And that was another feature that I absolutely loved. It had like this beautiful, huge window. Like our whole entire wall, basically, of our dining room and our living room was a window. And it overlooked Union Reservoir. So like there's not a lot of water in Colorado, right? But we had this water feature, which is super rare. And the sun would rise in that, like coming up over the Union Reservoir. So we would have these incredible sunrises out that window. I mean, every morning was so different. It was magic. And we could see when the moon was out, like a full moon. Oh my gosh, that was so cool. But it also had a freaking ginormous bathtub. And I would just take a lot of baths. I probably would take 2 or 3 baths a week. It's just something that I really enjoyed doing. It was kind of like my self-care. I'm not even going to say kind of. It was my self-care to have that alone time to just relax. And I didn't realize until a couple weeks ago how healing a bath is for me. So we then, right, move into a camper and we have little tiny showers. I mean, it's just like, and a water heater in a shower is not very big. So oftentimes it's like get in, get out. Like you can't wash your hair and shave your legs on the same day. It's like you have to do one or the other or you will run out of hot water. So, and it's just like, you know, super fast showers because usually everybody else has to shower. So we got to like move through it quickly. Anyway, we have the hot springs in Glenwood Springs and they're amazing. They're healing. It's excellent. I mean, we have a partial season pass. So our pass is everything except for the summer months, which for me, I'm like, I don't know why I would want to go to the hot springs in the summer because like it gets freaking hot in Colorado. So the season pass works really, really well for us. And we've been going, you know, in the winter, I'll be like, oh, let's go to the hot springs and we'll go and it's cold and it's so steamy and you go in the hot pool. They have like 2 pools at the Glenwood Hot Springs. Like one is called the therapy pool and I think it's usually between like 104 and 107, maybe 10 something like that. It varies. And then they have the big pool that is cooler, and that's usually like where the kids hang out, and there's a diving board on the end, and there's swim lanes kind of on that same side. And so our system that we have in place is we get there, we go in the hot pool until we can't take it anymore, and then we go and we walk a lap in the cool pool because it takes a while. I mean, that it's like literally the largest hot spring pool in the world. It's like over 1 million gallons of water in this pool. So it's a big, long pool. So we like walk the cool, and down the center, they have these holes, and that's where the warm water comes up. So I try to stay down that center so that I can hit the warm spots, because it can get a little cool once you get to the other end. And so, yeah, so that's our pattern. We walk the cold pool, and then we come back, we warm up again in the hot, like in the therapy pool, and then we leave. That's like that's what we do. That's our routine. And it's great. Oh, it's so magical. You do leave and you feel like, I feel like my skin is super soft and I just feel really healed. Our suits smell horrible, but I don't mind. Like, it's not super stinky. There's some hot springs you go to and they're very sulfury. This one is not like that. Like, they've got the smell pretty tamed down. And so, like, I thought, oh, that would, you know, take care of my cold, like, feeling, like, that feeling that I'd want to take a bath. Because I remember saying when we moved, I'm going to miss the bathtub. But I didn't put a lot of thought into it, right? So a couple weeks ago, oh my God, you guys. A couple weeks ago, I was driving to the Front Range because I flew to Minnesota. And when I got to my hotel, I am a little ashamed to admit this. I don't even know why I'm ashamed to admit this on the podcast. I think because I used to think this was kind of gross, but because I don't have this luxury, I didn't really care and I did it anyway. So I got to my hotel and I was like, oh my God. Well, I drove down to the Front Range, and when I hit Vail Pass, it started to snow. So this is like, you know, middle of May snowstorm. This is super common. It happens all the time. I didn't think to look what the weather was going to be like on the pass, but it was snowing. And when I got through the big tunnel, so there's like the western slope and the eastern slope, and the tunnel kind of is like the divide and it separates the two, the Eisenhower and the Johnson Tunnel. When I came through the tunnel to the eastern side, it was like crazy snowing, like could barely see the road snowing. I was going 20 miles an hour with my hazards on. There was a car or a truck, I'm not really sure because I couldn't totally see, that had gone off the road over the guardrail and into like down this mountainside. Like, it was a horrible accident. I was probably 3 minutes behind this accident. It was so scary. I was just like, okay, breathe. I had to breathe to get through it because it made my like heart rate just start to race. So I am like white knuckled probably for about an hour and a half driving in the snow. And then when I finally kind of got into Denver, then it was just rain. And I was like, okay, I could relax a little bit. But I could feel like the muscles in my neck and my back and my arms just like tense up because I was experiencing this. And I got to the hotel that I was staying at near the airport, and I was like, oh my God, they have a bathtub. I'm going to go to Target and I'm going to get some Epsom salt and I am going to take a bath. I don't fucking care that it's in a hotel. I'm going to take a bath. So that's what I did. And you guys, the minute I got in the bathtub, I was like moaning. I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And without even realizing it, by the time I was aware, my muscles had completely unwound. And I was like, holy cow, I had no idea how much I had been missing taking a bath. What? Like, what something so simple was so healing for me. I just literally sank and melted. It was epic. It was epic. And I just sat in the tub and I just listened and I followed my breath, and it was on the new moon actually. So I was just speaking out loud and sharing like what I am excited for and like what I'm bringing into my life and what I'm opening myself up to receive. And then I just sat there and stared into like this nothingness, and it was so blissful. It sounds so crazy, but I really had no idea how much I was missing taking a bath until I got one. And then, so this is like my routine when I take a bath. I take a bath and I soak, and then I usually shave my legs. Maybe too much TMI. I don't know, but I don't really care. But then I take a shower and I wash my hair. So I like got out or like took a shower, and having the luxury of showering with like a lot of space was like, oh my gosh, so awesome. And B, not having to rush and just like take my time and like just let the water run over me and release all the tension and any negativity and anything that was lingering that no longer serves me, and just letting that fall off and go down the drain was like, I was like, oh, I seriously was. I was like washing my hair and letting the water hit my head. I was like, oh, this is so nice. And I think the reason that I'm sharing this with you is because it's sometimes when we can recognize that the simple pleasures in life are above and beyond anything, that's like money. That's like the sweet spot, right? Like being aware that we are so blessed, and then to show our gratitude for what we do have. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, I'm so blessed that I am able to have this experience of living in an RV and or a camper, so that I can appreciate a bath and a delicious shower. Like, that's awesome. I love this. And it also gives me a little bit of a goal. Like, okay, we're doing the camper life, but someday I do want to have a bathtub again because I realize how much I need it and how healing it is. So I just had to share this, you know, just like recognizing these simple things. And it's not until you don't have it anymore that you almost realize how much you crave it or need it, or how much it offers your life or your health. It's crazy. Yeah. So that's all I have to share is, you know, enjoy the simple things in life, honestly. And I would be curious to hear if any of you out there are full-time camper lifers as well. And if so, what are some of the things that you miss? Shoot me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. That's Live Your Raw Life on either one of those platforms. Or you could go to the website, which is still being updated. I'm working really hard on getting that pushed out and finished up. But send me an email. You can find my email on there. It's liveyourrawlife@gmail.com. You can also find all those links in the show notes. I hope you have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Heal yourself. Heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits. If something in this episode resonated with you, please subscribe to the Live Your Raw Life podcast and leave a review while you are there. When you rate and review the podcast, it opens up the platform to a wider range of listeners. Your support is greatly appreciated. Sending light, love, and positive energy your way. We'll see you next week.